This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Oh, welcome to Coaching the Life Coach. I'm your host, Jason McClain, and your guide in the 21st century marketplace. We say, well, you know, and we do what I call an evidentiary search. We look for all the ways in which we're right about how people are blank, and it's negative. And we don't stop there. The challenge is we don't stop there. We go even further. And we do this evidentiary search to see how we're right. And then we come to a conviction. But the fourth step, that is the meaning step. In that place, create a subset. Kind of like with underneath that fourth step, step A would be to create a generalization. And then step B underneath that fourth step would be just do an evidentiary search. And then C would be to create a conviction. Last week on Coaching the Life Coach, we talked about the chain of meaning as it relates to your internal emotional experience. And we're going to go into a more subtler, but perhaps more important in terms of the results that you're producing, distinction within that. And it's the chain of meaning as it relates to the external world. Okay, so back to contributing to allowing you to have greater mastery over your mind, greater mastery over your internal subjective experience. Last week, we talked about an event and then an interpretation or characterization followed by an emotional reaction, a quick, rapid, normally shorter reaction, which then we wallow in to some degree, whether it's positive or negative, by the way. Sometimes the jubilant, joyous reactions are just as dangerous because they're built on illusions, inaccurate interpretations, which if it's built on an illusion, it will eventually lead to being disillusioned. And then we make it mean something. Last week, we talked about how we make it mean something about ourselves. But we also often do we take a different route. And then other route would be we have an emotional reaction, and then we create some generalization about the world. People are blank. Or, this call list is blank. My industry is blank. My company never blanks. Or these prospects blank. Whatever it is, something external. Women are. Men are. People are. Directors of technology are. Decision makers are. Homeowners are blank. And it's a generalization. A generalization that, first of all, because it's a generalization, it's at least partial. That is incomplete in its accuracy. But second of all, what we do is we don't stop there. We say, and we do what I call an evidentiary search. We look for all the ways in which we're right about how people are blank, and it's negative. And we don't stop there. The challenge is we don't stop there. We go even further. And we do this evidentiary search to see how we're right. And then we come to a conviction. Something that we're willing to fight over. It's not just a belief now. Now it's a conviction. And we'll argue with you about it. We'll debate it. We'll get heated about it. And then what we do next is it becomes a truth. Capital T. It's just the way things are. And if you don't see it, well, you're just ignorant. Or you're just not experienced enough or knowledgeable enough or something. And what we've done is we've plugged ourselves into a matrix of negativity or resignation, and we prefer to search for evidence that has us be right than search for counterexamples, which would have us be happier, freer, would build in flexibility. but we won't have the certainty of being right about the world and about keeping our limitations. Now, that process is all within the fourth step, which I laid out last week, and which you can find in the article I mentioned, Emotional Freedom Techniques, which if you just search for Emotional Freedom Techniques and Jason McClain, you should easily find that on the web. Just do a Google search for it now. You can find it at evolutionaryawareness.com in the article section, or personallifemedia.com, and just look for my blog or the blog for Evolutionary Sales. And there's two parts to that article currently. But the fourth step, that is the meaning step. In that place, create a subset. It's kind of like with underneath that fourth step. Step A would be to create a generalization. And then step B underneath that fourth step would be just do an evidentiary search. And then C would be to create a conviction after months or years of searching, proving that you're right. And then the next step, of course, would be truth. How do we unravel this? That's the question. How do we unravel this? Well, how we unravel it is simply to search for counterexamples. Rather than do an evidentiary search to prove how we're right, set out to prove yourself wrong. I'll say, well, that's crazy, Jason. Why would I want to do that? Well, there's a couple of reasons. One, so you'll be free. The other is because it's actually a wonderful tool for ego development in the positive sense. Because you'll be able to expand your ego to create new information. You'll be able to, if the more you accept where you're inaccurate, and move towards the practical accuracy and away from the personally right and justified, the better off you'll be in your relationships, in your business, in your finances, with your sex, romance, family, politics, just about every domain of human beingness in the Western globalized world, you will be better off for it. So that's how you do that. If you haven't read the articles yet after last week, read them now. If you have, read them again. Because I guarantee you, having heard this internal, external, last week we did internal, this week we do external, you'll see it differently, you'll read it differently, you'll interpret it differently. And that's the good news. I'm Jason McClain, your host and your guide in the 21st century marketplace, where we fuse 21st century psychology with ethical sales techniques coming from service and contribution. Now, we've got a little gift for you again. I want to remind you, if you go to 123NLP, N as in Nancy, L as in Larry, P as in Paul.com, and 123NLP.com, and you buy stuff there, which will give you access to advanced communication skills, tools of influence, as well as greater understanding of yourself, be sure to use the promo code SALES, S-A-L-E-S, to give yourself access to discounts to those resources. In addition, if you go to audiblepodcast.com/sales, that's your personal landing page for this particular show on the Personal Life Media Network, and through that landing page you will also gain discounts on over 40,000 titles from nonfiction to personal development. All books on audio, podcasts, audio programs, etc. Go there now and take advantage of these. Because the simple fact is that the greatest investment you can make it is an investment in yourself. You are the only stock that's guaranteed to increase in value over time. Any other singular stock is not guaranteed to increase in value over time. You are. So invest in that stock now. You've already been investing in it by listening to these podcasts. Now invest in it by going to those addresses and gaining even deeper understanding of all the distinctions I've been laying out for you, or some of them at least. Lastly, keep your listener questions coming. It's how you can repay me. I get nothing for these shows except for the joy of contributing to you and some minor rev share. Frankly, it's not even at this point worth talking about. So really, I want you to understand that what I'm doing this for, I'm not getting paid. What I'm doing this for is to increase your ability to close deals, to open relationships, to make a better life for yourself, to fulfill yourself. How you can repay me is if you want deeper knowledge, of course, listen to some of the adverts that are stuck in these shows. But ultimately, I need your questions. I need your feedback. I need your feedback so that I can drill down on some of these distinctions in ways that I wouldn't if you didn't ask the questions. There's a storehouse of information in my database that we call a brain. Make use of it. For questions about this show, email me at jason@personallifemedia.com. There's two L's in personallifemedia.com. For transcripts of this show or any other shows on the Personal Life Media Network, go to personallifemedia.com. I'm Jason McClain, your host and your guide in the 21st century marketplace.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com. We'll be right back.